Race you to the dock.
Okay, last one there is a cross-eyed octopus.
Dumb things to do.
Yeah, what's the idea? You almost shot Flipper.
Flipper?
It's a dolphin. And I thought I was rescuing a fair damsel from a shark.
Well, next time you play Sir Galahad, I suggest you wear glasses.
Oh, come on now. It was a logical mistake. Alan Bentley, Junior Ranger.
I'm Ola Nostrand. And that's Sandy Ricks.
Oh, one of Porter Rick's sons, the younger or the older?
Older. And you better not let Bud know you almost shot Flipper.
Boy Scouts honored. Well now, where can I find the old man? He's expecting me.
Ranger Ricks is up at the house.
Well, I'll see you around, Miss Nordstrom.
Not too likely. I'm quite busy.
Oh?
What an ego. What's he doing here anyway?
My dad's supposed to show him the ropes in the ranger service.
I'd like to put a rope right around his neck. Poor Flipper. Not too likely. I'm quite busy.
Oh?
Phew. What an ego. What's he doing here anyway?
My dad's supposed to show him the ropes in the ranger service.
I'd like to put a rope right around his neck. Poor Flipper.
Alan, I don't know how familiar you are with this particular unit, but just in case you're not, I'll check you out on it. Now, our call letters are WD9598. And this is the way the unit works. This is the receiving switch right here. And this is transmit. Now, receiving is kept open in all the parked vehicles and in my launch. They must be monitored 24 hours a day.
That's a neat little instrument.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a ham operator myself. As a matter of fact, that's how I got this job. Is that right? Yeah, a plane crashed in the Sierras, and I happened to be the first to pick up its location on my receiver, and, well, my local congressman was impressed. Well, I would think he should be.
Gosh, did you save all those people?
Well, no, not alone, I didn't. I was what you might call a go-between.
Did they give you a medal?
A medal? What am I going to do with a medal? No, I got this job, and this job can lead anywhere. Right, Porter?
Well, it depends on where you want to go. Well, I have an appointment at the Coast Guard station. Commander Brownell.
Commander Brownell? Sounds important.
It is important. Sandy, if you want to use that learner's permit, I'll let you take me over.
Let's go.
And if you want to get started on your job, you can start by cleaning the underwater boundary markers for me.
Cleaning? I thought I was supposed to go with you.
You're supposed to take orders from me. And right now, I want those underwater boundary markers cleaned. Take my launch. Let's go, Sandy.
Alan?
Yeah?
Do you suppose if I learned to work the ham radio, I could become a hero like you?
Oh, what do you want to become a hero for? There are better goals than that.
Like what?
Well, you're too young to understand.
That's what everyone says. You're too young to understand. How old do you have to be to understand?
Okay, someday I'll explain it to you. Right now, I better get with that important job your dad assigned me to.
Do you suppose Flipper and I could come along?
Flipper? Oh, the dolphin. Well, sure, why not? It'd be a novelty.
If you call cleaning a boundary marker keen.
Yeah, it was keen.
Give me a hand with this.
Yeah.
Full-fledged ranger like my dad, then you'll be doing lots of important things.
They're not important enough for what I've got in mind.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah, there's nothing the matter with being a ranger. It's just that, well, if you really got what it takes, you use a job like this to, well, you meet the top brass. You know, like that commander your father went to meet. And then, well, if you play your cards right, why, there's no telling how high you can climb. See what I mean?
That was your dad.
No, this is Mr. Bentley. Is there anything the matter?
Everything's wrong. Busted down out here in the middle of nowhere.
Gotta take the engine apart. Can't get my fish to the market. Another half hour or so, there won't be a buyer. Whole day's work gone.
That's a shame.
You want me to take a look at the engine?
No, I'm not worried about the engine. She knows me. The fish I'm worried about.
Why can't we take the fish to market for him?
Look, your dad will be expecting me back, but I don't have time to peddle fish.
But Dad wouldn't mind if you told him about Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, thanks, Ranger.
Stop and say hello, would it?
No, I don't think we better go over there. There's lots of jagged peaks. And Dad always says...
Oh, you're with an expert navigator, buddy boy, so stop worrying.
You know, it's dangerous to bring that launch in among these reefs. I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen to me.
Now, you keep out of this, small fry. You know, there's no danger I wouldn't brave to give my heart to a beautiful lady.
We're taking Mr. Rivers' fish to the market for him.
Look, Bob, why don't you get... Look, why don't you go play with Flipper for a little while, huh?
Anything else?
Look, can't we cut it? There's no use making a federal case out of a bunch of fish.
That bunch of fish you're talking about happens to be the way Mr. Rivers makes his living.
Well, could I help it if the neck got caught on a reef?
Well, you shouldn't have been in there in the first place. It's a very bad place for the launch. Now, Bud, you knew that.
But, Dad, I...
You what?
Dad, if you're going to drive us to the scout meeting, it's about time we got going.
All right, Sandy. I'll finish this report when I get back. But I ought to leave you here.
Wait a minute. You're not going to report about the fish to headquarters, are you?
Even if I didn't care about Mr. Rivers, which I do, I still have to make this report.
But it wasn't my fault. I didn't know the reefs were there. The kid here was...
Trying to make a little kid take the blame.
Listen here, buddy boy. Look, just go on to your Boy Scout meeting, will you?
Thank you.
Now, what do you want? You come to ball me up, too? I wasn't trying to blame Bud. Yeah, you're right, I was. The only person who ever called me a hero. Hey, what's the matter with you? You trying to tell me something? If I get the message correctly, you want me to go with you, is that right? I'm in Dutch already, so this better be on the up and up. You really weren't kidding, were you, Flipper?
No. Wait. I hurt my leg.
Yeah.
I had to come up too fast. I ditched my head. I ran out of air.
How deep were you?
150 feet.
It'd be better to decompress. It'll reduce the air embolism that's blocking your bloodstream. Can you wait here while I get another tank? Okay, hold on. Flipper, I'm hurrying as fast as I can. Okay, let's get this tank on you. okay.
You Rangers do a good job, and I won't forget it either.
Okay, let's have it.
Let's have what?
Well, whatever I did wrong this time, or why maybe I shouldn't be in this job at all.
Why you shouldn't be in this job at all? You hear him? Even after that call I got this afternoon.
He may even get a medal, huh?
He might.
What would he do with the medal, besides look at it?
Hey, what is this?
Well, it seems that man you rescued turned out to be a personal friend of the park commissioner. He called and told me about it.
Oh, that. Well, he's got your dolphin to thank for that. I mean, it was Flipper who saw the trouble. He came and got me to help him.
Well, I think you're being too modest now. Flipper couldn't have done that without my help.
Yeah, I guess I can't win, can I?
Well, I think you can. The mere fact that you were willing to give Flipper the credit, it's a good sign. I'll make a park ranger out of you yet.
This time you can count on me to help.
Good.
Thank you.
Come on, Sandy.
You know something, Bud?
What?
To become a hero is about the best goal anyone can strive for. Thanks, Flipper.
Under the sea.